Welcome to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, the heart and soul of bluegrass music, brought to you straight from Western Kentucky. Join your hosts, Tim Batts, a passionate promoter of bluegrass and live music, and Josh Williams, three-time IBMA Guitar Player of the Year and a true bluegrass legend. They talk about the latest bluegrass news, interview your favorite artists, and tell lighthearted stories that celebrate the bluegrass tradition. Josh even gives bluegrass music tips in every episode. So grab your banjo, pick up your guitar, and let's have some fun together. This is the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
One evening when he stayed with us,
all right.
Saw him
and his prayers. New year and a new intro.
That's right.
Man, we're sounding fancy now, baby.
2025. Who would have thought we'd have made it to this?
Not a. Well, that's cool, man. We are excited to be back with the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast, and took a little break over the holidays, and had to kind of regroup a little bit, and kind of changing up our not too much, just going from a weekly podcast to a biweekly podcast, and it's just going to be more bang for your buck when it does air.
Was people wanting us to change to bi-weekly, or were you just bi-curious and wanted to see how?
I was just bi-curious and really wanted to know. Yeah, I've really been experimenting with my bi-self and...
it's 2025.
Well,
man,
we have started out on really a good foot. But anyway, it's a lot to keep up with a weekly podcast, but we are excited about things going on and lots of great things coming up for 2025. So, you have good holidays, man?
Man, I was sick over the holidays.
Oh, Lord. I'm glad we weren't around each other.
Man, I was as sick as I've been in I don't know how long.
Really?
Yes. And I guess my mom brought it home, started off sick.
You might have caught it from Mike Anglin at the Kentucky Opry for our fundraiser thing. He got sick.
No, his was way different. He got some kind of a stomach bug whenever he was on their way home.
Yeah.
He had to stop several times. Yeah. It was a long way back to Richmond.
It's a long way to Richmond.
Yeah. And I felt bad for him on that one. But if it wasn't flu, I'll kiss your rear end. It sure felt like it.
Wow.
It felt like flu, and I had fever for about 5 days, and it was awful.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
None of the kids got sick. Gus got a little ill. The last couple of days that he was there, but before he went home, he started feeling better.
You know?
So, I mean, worst case was we got to hang out and snuggle a bunch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cool.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well,
but Weldon and Whitley, they made it through without getting sick, and overall, it was a good time off, but I hated that I was sick through it, you know.
Yeah, no
doubt.
It's
just never fun.
Did you get to play any music over the last couple of weeks?
Well, last weekend I was in Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Oh yeah, that's right.
For Evans Media Source there for their I guess it was their New Year's festival that they do,
mm-hmm.
and which is weird because it was the fourth.
It wasn't
New Year's at all this time, but New Year's was. You know,
it used to be on New Year's Day, didn't it?
Well, it was.
Or I've seen it before like that.
It was many times just because it would fall on the weekend,
gotcha.
Or at least somewhere around the weekend,
yeah.
You know. And when I was with Rhonda, a lot of times we would play on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I think they just automatically just go to the first weekend now, regardless of what it is, instead of trying to do it over New Year's and stuff. So way easier.
Yeah.
Had a great turnout and had a great show. And
Ernie knows how to put them on, don't he?
Man, he is so good at it. You know, and he treated our band so good this past year, you know, for getting us work and stuff and always putting out nice stuff about Southern Legacy out there on the web. And we sure do appreciate him.
Yeah, well, we had him on the show not too long ago, and it was so good to talk to him and all the cool things he's got going for 2025. So wish I could have made it down there, but that's a long way.
It is a heck of a hike.
Long way from Western Kentucky, for sure.
Yeah, I have found And I never thought this to be true, but the last few years since I've been living here and doing my traveling from here, it's a long way from everywhere.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. Well, living in Nashville is only 2 hours from here, but it seems like just that extra 2 hours from Nashville to here just makes it really seem long.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, that's before, you know, that was 2 hours that I would have already been in bed.
Right. Exactly. You know?
So I've learned you can't think about that whenever you're driving, you know, because that makes you sleepy.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Yeah. But no, it was good. It was good. Cool. Good time over the holidays. And we got to work a little bit in the studio, getting a few more things.
Yeah, how's that going? You guys still putting out some music?
Yeah, we're gearing up. I think we're fixing to be a part of a record label, and we're fixing to, get that whole ball rolling.
Cool.
Which is great because we got a lot of stuff coming up this year.
Yeah, that's great, man. Noticed y'all's schedule the other day online that Teresa posted, and lots of dates coming up and new music coming out, and if a record label comes on board, that's going to make things even better for you. So
absolutely,
that'll be cool. So we've had lots of fun things for the Hometown Bluegrass Show. We just we got our first batch of merchandise in the other day.
We got swag.
So we got the Hometown Bluegrass Show shirts bought Josh a nice Christmas present. We got a Hometown Bluegrass Show tumbler, cup, mug thingies, whatever they're called.
Yeah, it's like a big, tall Stanley thing. Yeah, that, man. You see.
So there's only two in existence in the world, and right now I own one, and Josh owns the other one. So, but if you want to be a part of that special club, then we can probably make that happen. But
yes.
Anyway, got an awesome Christmas gift from one of our listeners. Over the holidays, I got a care package in the mail, and I was like, what is this? And Jordan Faniff, I think is how you pronounce his name, sent us some Paige Capo hats, and one for me, one for you, and one for our special co-host, Weldon Williams.
Yeah, he's going to be excited about that.
Yeah, so
he'll be super excited.
Thank you so much, Jordan, for that swag.
Yes,
speaking
absolutely.
Of swag, so. But if you want a Hometown Bluegrass Show shirt, just look us up on Facebook, and we will see about getting you one for sure. So I don't know what they're going to sell for, but we'll make up something.
Yeah, they're going to sell for a lot.
Yeah, like $150 a piece or something. So.
Only the signed ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, I saw some sad news. Do you know Arthur Hatfield?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I know Arthur well, and I hate to see that his place burnt. It was his workshop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where he built stuff.
Larry Hill texted me yesterday or day before and told me about it.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, man. So.
And then Buck White,
saw. Yeah, Buck White passed away. That's Ricky Skaggs' father-in-law.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Father of Sharon and... What's her sister's name?
Gerald.
Cheryl. Cheryl.
And Rosie.
And such a great...
You know, there's another sister.
Oh, is it really?
Rosie, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's another sister. And she didn't travel with them near as much. She did some, but she would come and play the Opry with them and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was their other sister. Huh. And, of course, they always considered Jerry Douglas as their little brother, you know, because he was so young when he went on the road with them and whatnot.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah, Buck was a fantastic person.
And oh, yeah.
I absolutely loved him. And he got to where, you know, he didn't, I think he had some either Alzheimer's or dementia or something going on. Because I don't think he never, like, even if he didn't know what was going on, you'd never know it.
Yeah.
Because he would always just be so gracious no matter what. But when I got to be around him, when I first started playing with Rhonda, he was always there at the Opry and stuff, and he'd always talk to me, and he'd always be just the greatest, you know, and that never changed, you know, even the older that he got, and I know that I saw him one time when he wasn't doing well, but he was still, you know, just the nicest guy to me, gave me a big hug, and just made me feel like I was right at home, like he always did every time I was ever around him.
Wow. Well, they're just good people. So.
Yeah.
94 Buck, years old.
Mm-hmm. So, Buck was a fantastic man and an amazing player, you know.
Oh,
just, yeah? Yeah, great singer, great player, You know, he was a great piano player, but mm-hmm. his mandolin playing was fantastic, man. He did a lot of really cool bluegrass mandolin stuff over the years. And but, you know, of course, you know, with the Whites, he did a lot of mandolin, but he also did a lot of piano stuff. Yeah. He was awesome on the piano, too.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
So.
Well, he'll sure be missed for sure. And,
he will be.
Bluegrass music lost another great legend there with Buck White. So,
but you know what? I was looking at a couple of posts regarding this, and Rachel Warren Leftwich. That's Andy Leftwich's wife, but it's also Cheryl's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She posted on there because Ricky had put a post. About, you know, the Lord answered prayers and took her daddy, Buck mm-hmm. White, home peacefully this morning at 8 a.m. Her post said, "My papa got to see Jesus this morning with a perfect, sound, and clear mind. We will always miss him, but rejoice in the truth of where he is."
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you joining back in. It's January 2025, and we are kicking it back in. Going to have a great year of bluegrass music. Lots of cool things going on. Josh and I are going to try to stay busy. One bit of news that I've got to share with you that I was kind of excited about. I just found out today I'm going to join up with the Bluegrass Jamboree again and become a on-air DJ for them. I'll do a live show on Thursdays. From 9 to 11 Central or 10 to noon Eastern Time. And we're going to play a couple hours of great bluegrass music under the name Hometown Bluegrass Show. So that's going to...
All right.
But we stopped the local show here around Paducah area. And this little offer came about just today. And so, you know, we have fun with this, but, you know, it's really all about the music. Playing the music is really fun. And to do it on a live platform like the Bluegrass Jamboree, and I'm excited about that. So
yeah, you should be. That's great, man. Yeah. Congratulations on that, too.
Yeah,
so it'll
be a lot of fun. We'll get another way we can promote our podcast and also mainly promote bluegrass music and play some great music for folks.
And you say it's going to be live.
Going to be live. That's awesome. Yes, sir. Every Thursday morning from 9 to 11 Central, noon to... Or 10 to noon Eastern, we're going to be live on the air.
I hate that you have to do it early in the mornings when I can't come out here and be with you.
I know it, man. You have to...
I'll call in.
Yeah, call in and come late and do it. That would be fun. So they didn't have a lot of time slots. I'm taking over Dino Graham's show, and Dino's a great friend and a great DJ on there. And he's gotten busier with a lot of things, and he's written a book and all kind of stuff. So I'm going to be taking over his time slot, so... should be a lot of fun, so looking forward to that. So we got a great show coming up. Josh is going to play us a tune here in a minute, teach us something on the guitar, and then after that, we're going to talk to Jesse Metter with Kentucky Just Us and find out what they're up to, and he's going to be our guest on this episode. So,
oh, cool.
Yep, so y'all hang with us. We'll be right back.
Custom Automotive in Calvert City, Kentucky has been a family-operated business for over 50 years. When you call Custom Automotive, you'll talk to an experienced tire and wheel expert. They install wheels and tires on thousands of vehicles every year in addition to their online sales. Stop by and thank them for supporting bluegrass music. Custom Automotive, Highway 62, Calvert City, Kentucky, 270-395-7611. Or visit them online at customautoonline.com.
For over 50 years, Puckett's Jewelry in Benton, Kentucky has been a trusted choice for fine jewelry that will last a lifetime and help you celebrate life's most precious moments. The new owners, Bart and Hannah Lewis, are excited to continue the Puckett's Jewelry legacy in Marshall County and are proud to support bluegrass music. Puckett's Jewelry on the square in Benton, Kentucky. Visit them online at PucketsJewelry.com.
Howdy, friends. I'm Banjo Ben Clark, and you're listening to my good buddies, Tim Batts and Josh Williams, on the Hometown Bluegrass Show. You've tuned in because you like valuable conversation about the world's best music. And if you want more good stuff like that, come on over to my website, BanjoBenClark.com, where you can learn how to play and purchase anything you might need when it comes to bluegrass-related instruments and accessories. My Gold Pick members over there can access hundreds of lessons for banjo, guitar, and mandolin with all kinds of resources to help you move on down the road with your picking skills. And if you're looking to purchase something, the deals can't be beat at Banjo Ben's General Store. All there on the same website, BanjoBenClark.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, and thank you to our sponsors who are sticking with us for another year of great bluegrass music podcasting. That was Custom Automotive and Puckett's Fine Jewelry, a couple local businesses here in Western Kentucky, mm-hmm. around Kentucky Lake area, and Puckett's is right there in Benton where Josh is from and lives. And
yeah, matter of fact, my mother works right across the street from them.
There you go. So Puckett's Jewelry is a great place if you need some fine jewelry. They even sell online, so you can go to puckettsjewelry.com and pick out your wife a nice diamond set when you get into the doghouse. So, and so glad the Banjo Ben agreed to come on again. And remember, go to BanjoBen.com and you can BanjoBenClark.com and use the promo code Hometown, and that'll save you 10% on whatever you order from them. So, anyway, well, man, I'm excited to get some music going again. What you going to learn us about today?
Well, I'm not going to really, like, teach anything,
all right.
But what I'm going to do is play a song that is off of Tony's – it's an old song, but it's off of Tony Rice's Church Street Blues album.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yes, such a good album. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a song. Let me grab this guitar. We're going to play it in the key of F.
Yeah. While you're tuning that up and getting ready, I wanted to remind everybody about our Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass Night coming up February. Our next show it's always the first Friday of every month, and we have the Jackson Purchase Friends of Bluegrass at the Kentucky Opry, and so we're excited about the next show because Josh is going to do a solo show and we're going to make a podcast out of it. So mm-hmm. February the 7th at the Kentucky Opry in Benton, Kentucky. And it's free admission, free show. And we're going to record and make a podcast out of it. And Josh is going to play. I'm sure there'll be some Tony Rice songs played in that little show for sure. So anyway, just want to give that a plug while you was getting on.
Yeah,
ready,
I'm glad you did. Yeah. Let's see, it's been a while since I've played this, so hopefully I can still do it, but hopefully I can sing it in this key, too. One more night, the stars are inside, but tonight I'm as lonesome as can be. Oh, the moon is shining bright, lighting everything inside, but tonight no more light will shine on me. Oh, it's shameful and it's sad, I lost the only pal I had, 'cause I couldn't be what she wanted me to be. I'll hold my head up high to that dark and ruined sky, but tonight no more light will shine on me. I was so mistaken when I thought that she'd be true, and I had no idea what a woman love would do. But one more night, I'll sit by the light, by the window, high among the trees. Oh, I miss my darling soul, what it means see her go, but tonight no more light will shine on me. I was so mistaken when I thought that she'd be true, and I had no idea what a woman in love would do.
But one more night, I'll sit by the light, by the window, high among the trees. Oh, I missed my darling so, I didn't mean to see her go. But tonight, no more light will shine on me. Oh, I missed my darling so, I didn't mean to see her go. But tonight, no more light will shine on me.
Not too bad, buddy. That's got a quite a range there. You got to go way up and way down.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially in that one part. Didn't mean to see her go.
I know. Like, how do you pick the right key?
Yeah, that's. I just do the key whatever he did it in.
Right.
Is the right key. Don't change it. And if I can't do it in that key, then I just don't do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. You're a purist, Tony Rice purist.
I am, man.
That's right.
I really am.
So are you going to do a lot of Tony songs on February 7th at the Opry?
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Tell some stories when I was with him. And,
I was hoping he was going to do that. I think that's a great, I think the crowd will really like that. And
I hope.
I'm going to try to get some people we've interviewed in the past. It's our 1 year anniversary. The reason we're doing this show is our 1 year anniversary of doing the podcast. And so thought that'd be a great night to have a little anniversary celebration and let Josh do some Tony songs and maybe we can get a couple of artists in the bluegrass world that we've interviewed and call in or something and let the audience hear them and stuff like that.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. February the 7th at the Kentucky Opry in Benton, Kentucky. It's a free show. I mean, not many chances you get to come. You're just pick and sing for free. So.
Hey, that's right.
Now, we're going to pass a bucket in front of your face and hope you throw some money in there. Other than that.
Yeah, we're not above begging for it either.
That's right. That's right. We'll beg, borrow, steal. But anyway, it'll be a fun night for that. So
yeah, it will be.
Anyway, so, well, cool, man. That's great. I'm excited about it for sure. And
I had this thing set up, you had this all set up for me and then I got started and didn't even start it. So, I mean, I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man.
I don't have the words all committed to memory and Tim, the good friend that he is, set me up on his iPad here and it has this little scrolling thing where it turns it into a teleprompter for the most part, and I can keep going and not have to worry about, when the words change and stuff. Luckily, when it gets down at the bottom of the screen, it starts the parts that I did know. I did remember, so.
Yeah, I looked over there one time and it wasn't scrolling. I thought, I guess he didn't need that. So.
No, I forgot all about it.
I'm sure it's like a lot of songs you think, I probably won't remember those words. But then you start playing and then they just come to you.
Yeah, some of them do. Yeah. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And then I looked over at you because I'm like, oh, no, I forgot to start this. Hey, can you help me? And you're sitting there filming me with your phone. And I'm like, okay, I'll just sing. Who cares?
That's hilarious.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be the first time I messed something up anyway, so.
Well, yeah, but, I'm sure you try to keep those to a minimum, but,
I do, but my Weldon told me the other night whenever I was talking to him on the phone, he said, Pop, his grandfather, his mom's dad, gave him a video to watch, and it was me playing with the Bluegrass Album Band.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a video where we were doing the very first song, which was Blue Ridge Cabin Home, and I had forgot the words on the third verse. Tony had taken his solo, and Tony was kind of, he hadn't played in a while, and he was really struggling, but he was there, and it was just like this whole thing, and I look over, and I'm looking at Crow, and I look over, and I'm looking at him, and I start to get emotional, and then I forget the freaking words, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Oh, but anyway, he said, how did you just keep going? I said, buddy, that's just what you do. You just keep going.
Yeah. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
Yeah. Or Emmylou Harris said to Carl Jackson, just sing vowel sounds.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool beans. Well, appreciate that. Sounding good. And
thank
looking
you.
Forward to February the 7th. So don't know what we're going to call it, the Josh Williams podcast show or something. I don't know. But anyway, it'll be a good time. So if you're in the Western Kentucky area, be sure and scoot on over to the Kentucky Opry and stop in. We have a free show every month, and you'll be glad you did. I promise you that. So well, we'll take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to old Jesse Metter, see what he's up to on the Hometown Bluegrass Show.
The Lake House Inn at Sled Creek has undergone complete renovation in 2023. Our outdoor space is unlike any other at Kentucky Lake. With two in-ground pools, 18 rooms, and four cabins, we're just a stone's throw away from Kentucky Dam. If you're looking to make memories with your family, this nostalgic inn is for you. Welcome to your lake house, where modern meets rustic and becomes home. Reserve online at lakehouseinn.com.
Hey, this is Josh Williams for Page Capos. The Page Capo is lightweight, durable, and quickly attaches and allows you to change frets with ease. With controlled tension capabilities, Page Capo always stays in tune. But don't just take my word for it. Page Capos is also used by folks like Vince Gill, Ron Block, Tim O'Brien, Cody Kilby, Tommy Emmanuel, and James Taylor. So don't trust just any capo. Use what the pros use. Listen to the Hometown Bluegrass Show podcast for your chance to win a Page Capo on every episode. Do what I do and trust Page Capos. Order online at pagecapo.com.
Well, welcome back to the Hometown Bluegrass Show. My name is Tim Batts, and I'm here along with my good friend, Josh Williams.
Yes, hello.
A true legend in bluegrass music, as our new intro says. Yeah. Did you catch that?
I did not catch that.
Yeah. Well, you missed that part?
I missed that part. Wow. I was focused on, I went from 20 time to 3 time.
It's like, I was wondering if he's
where'd my other 17 go?
I know. All year we said 20-time Bluegrass Guitar Player of the Year. This year I thought we'd just make it 3-time IBMA. I was trying to bring you down a little, but then it said true Bluegrass Legend. I thought that'd bring you right back up.
Again, so. I missed that. I was focused on the number, man.
Oh, Lord.
No, I don't care. No, it's all good, man.
Anyway, but we had a new show and new intro and having
new
fun.
New intro, new show.
That's right, whatever. But anyway, want to thank Page Capo for being a great sponsor for us for half of 2024 and now for 2025. And one thing we do is give away a free Page Capo in every episode that we do. And so the way you can win that is you just got to listen to this podcast, and you got to listen to who we're about to speak to, and there's going to be a little trivia question in there that we're going to ask them, and when you answer that correctly Friday morning on our Hometown Bluegrass Show Facebook page, you'll be the first one, then I'll send you a promo code for a free Page Capo. So excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, man, because we're really excited to be talking to our first guests of 2025, members of the band Kentucky Just Us, Jesse Metter and Casey O'Neill. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Man. How are you doing?
In harmony. Yeah. So glad. Man, we're doing great. Well, what are you guys doing tonight? Are y'all together in the same room or what?
We are on the road, actually. We just was visiting some friends and playing a little bit of music. So we're driving home right now.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Well, that's pretty neat. So y'all been doing a little picking and jamming tonight, or has it been like a practice or what?
Well, a little bit of both, I guess you could
say.
Little
both.
Yeah.
If we're not out having a gig, we're always, you know, playing music or doing
something.
On the
road again.
Yes,
just can't wait to get on the road again. Sorry.
So I told y'all this was unscripted.
There we go.
So you gotta watch.
Yeah.
Well, cool. You guys are practicing up, and I know you're busy. I'm on your website right now, KentuckyJustUs.com, and man, y'all've got a lot of tour dates coming up this year.
Yes, sir. We're going to be a lot of places this year. We got the Mohican Bluegrass Festival on the schedule, and quite a few others, and some of them escape my mind at this moment, but most things do at one point or another.
Well,
I know we're going to be at Spigma here coming up, playing on the main stage on Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the further I look back in my mental Rolodex, it's just banjo on every page, so I just go blank sometimes, you know.
I hear you, man. Yep. I hear you. Well, that'd be cool. Spigman's coming up, and that's always a big fun time for sure.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, y'all going to just spend day and night in the halls of the Nashville Sheraton, Music City Sheraton, just picking and grinning all night, all day?
Well, that would be fun. I'm sure we'll do our fair share of it. We've got some more radio interviews and business meetings to do while we're down there, so we're looking forward to doing all that, too.
Well, that's cool. So what's going on with the band this year? How long you guys been a band?
Well, believe it or not, we are celebrating a decade of music this year. So we've got some new music released, and it's hard to believe it's been 10 years already, but we're sure grateful for them, and we've got a lot of exciting things coming up. We just released a new single, and we're going to have a decade of music tour and some more new music headed your way, so we're real excited about it.
Well, that's great. Yeah, so that's awesome. Tell us about your new single. Is that the Homeward Bound?
It is. I'll let Jesse share with you about Homeward Bound because he wrote it, and he just did a fantastic job on the vocals and his songwriting. We're releasing some brand new songs that we've written, and he just has a way of telling a story that like nobody else. And we say he's got an old soul, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, cool. Tell us about it, Jesse.
Well, I don't know if this story will live up to that review right there, but we'll see. You see, when I was younger, and I still am, but especially when I was younger, I was a huge Glenn Campbell fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all of his records hanging on my wall of my bedroom. And one of my particular favorites was that Wichita Lineman album.
Mm-hmm.
Great album.
Yes, sir. I was listening to that on the turntable. I was listening to, I can't remember whether it's the A or B side, but I just put it on the start and was listening all the way through that side. And they came on a song called Dreams of the Everyday Housewife. And that's just a great song. If y'all ain't familiar with it, you need to get familiar with it because it's a good one. But
absolutely.
There was something in there that gave me the idea for the chorus of Homeward Bound. And they don't sound anything alike, but I think if you listen to Homeward Bound, you kind of get the influence of Glenn Campbell a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it all that many years ago. I think I was 16. And it just kind of sat in our catalog for a long time before I really decided to get it down and arrange it.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year just kind of had the idea. We thought we'd start playing around with it, and I had kind of a vision that I developed in my mind over it, and it kind of afforded us the opportunity to do a lot of things that we don't get to do a lot and you really don't hear in bluegrass very much, with those extra backup harmonies and stuff, and the double guitars with the high string and the all those great feels and everything that Caleb and Casey do.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really fun time recording that. And we actually got Mr. Kenny Smith to play guitar on it for us.
Oh.
And our mom, Shalane, him and mom just laid down an incredible good feeling rhythm track on that. That was, you know it's good when it's easy to sing to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just inspires you to do different things. So we got that laid down on there, and you know, that was really fun, because as soon as he got out of the booth, he just had a big grin on his face and he pointed his D18 at me and he let me take it for a little spin right there. That was really special. He had his 3518 with him.
That's a great one, man. Such a good guitar.
It's a Canon. But yes, sir, that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We hope everybody liked it. If they don't like it, they don't have to listen to it again. But, you know, I hope they do like it around the first time.
That's right. At least listen to it once, you know.
You
got to
give everything a shot, yeah.
Give it a spin, brother. And if you like it, great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we may play that one when we hang up with you guys and make everybody listen to it. But
yes, sir.
Well, that's cool. So, so Caleb and Casey, it's your mom that plays the bass, right?
Yeah, that's our mom that plays the bass. Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. So it's just the four of you now?
Well, no, we do have a guitar player. A boy named Colton Matthews is playing guitar with us now. He wasn't with us the whole time during the arranging and stuff of Homeward Bound, but he is now. And he's doing a great job. He's a young fella. Yeah. And he's from our hometown, so it makes it really nice with the rehearsing for everything. Without the long commute, you know, that makes things kind of hard. So
yeah, absolutely.
We're glad to have somebody from our hometown playing with us.
And where is that?
That's in Glasgow, Kentucky.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm not too far from us here in far western Kentucky, so maybe a 2 or 3 hour drive, I guess.
Yeah, they're over there around Arthur Hatfield.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, did y'all hear about
we sure Arthur? Did.
Yeah, we were just talking about that early in the podcast about his banjo shop burning down. That's such a sad thing.
Man, that's a tragedy. My first good banjo was a Hatfield Buck Creek.
Yeah.
Wow. He's always built a good banjo, and he's very well favored among the banjo community. It's that's a big loss. I hope he'll get back running again at some point, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to recover from for sure. So maybe he might decide to just kind of to retire or something, maybe. But hopefully he'll keep it going.
So. He might. We just have to keep him in everybody's prayers. No.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have been very popular for several years, and I'm sure it's just going to continue to grow and with all the dates you're doing and all the new music and everything else. So what else you guys got? Anything else going on? You guys sell merchandise on your website, I see, and that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you. Yes, sir. We've been doing a lot of writing whenever we have a chance to. When we ever have some time off, we've been trying to do a lot of songwriting that we're really excited about, and working on our releasing some of those new songs. And we're really excited for people to hear those. And yeah, check us out on our website, KentuckyJustUs.com, or We've been posting a lot of videos on Facebook and Instagram, so if you want to keep up with what we're doing, you know, pretty close, follow us on our social medias. It's just at Kentucky Just Us, and we try our best to keep up with everybody that comments, and it means a lot to us.
Yeah, you guys do a great job with social media. I see you all the time. I follow you. And now I did see you crazy people out there in the snow playing the fiddle and stuff the other day. Now that was... What in the world was going on with that?
We just kind of had that idea. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, you might get a few more views out there. So, and my little hero, Buddy Spiker, taught me that song. It had been a while, so me and Jesse kind of practiced it up a little bit. And we ran out there and did a take of it. And yeah. That ran back. It was too cold.
Yep.
What was the name of that song? Snowflake or Winter? What was it?
Snowflake Breakdown.
Yeah, Snowflake Breakdown. That's it. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
As soon as I stepped out the door, my banjo went a whole step sharp.
Well, I was wondering how in the world you kept that thing in tune out there.
Yeah, you have that.
Yeah. But Casey was sporting the big Bass Pro Shop hat to keep her hair all dry and everything. So.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to. Our mom, Shalane, that plays bass, she is the bass fisherman of the band.
Oh.
She's influenced us in the fishing there side of things.
Well, that can't go wrong with a good Bass Pro Shop hat for sure. So, well, that's cool. I see Kentucky Just Us hats and all kinds of stuff on your website. So,
yeah, y'all got all kinds of merch, don't you?
We've been working on it. We just got some... celebrating our decade of music, we just got some brand new sweatshirts in and a couple of things like that. And we got t-shirt app. You can order the physical copies of our CDs that we have out, and hopefully, you know, our new project before.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to just rep Kentucky Just Us merch during the summer. You can live on the tip-top edge of style all year long.
That's right. Sporting the KJU sweatshirt. So
yes, sir.
That's for sure. Well, cool. Well, folks, if you get a chance to get out and hear these folks, these mostly young folks, and then mama's bringing up the bass there, but they put on a show. I've seen them a few times, and Spigma's coming up in January 24th, and playing the main stage of that, that's going to be a blast. So excited about that for you guys.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to doing that. Sir, they usually have us play the main stage there, and this year's no exception. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that you guys... Go ahead.
A little note before we leave the social media behind there. I'm just going to issue a little warning for you, y'all out there using the cheap cell phones. If you scroll across and you see my face, don't let it stay in the same place or you'll get your screen burnout. You just have to kind of hover over with your finger and let it move.
That's right.
That's good.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, Lord. Well, you guys keep up with all the great music you're doing. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us tonight. And hopefully we didn't interrupt your jam session too much. So.
Not at all. We appreciate you all having us on your podcast. It means a lot to us.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've got tens and tens of people that listen to
us.
That's right. So we're going to help spread the word. So. But hey, we'd like to play one of your songs when we check out here right now. So what song would you like for us to play?
Well, how about Homeward Bound?
All right. I kind of suspected you might pick that one, so since that's a great writer.
Yes, sir. I don't know about that.
Well,
hey, we appreciate y'all having us on. I think y'all are going to be bigger than Joe Rogan.
I guarantee it. Won't be long. You just sit tight and watch it happen, baby.
That's right, man. We appreciate y'all being with us here.
That's right.
Y'all keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. Well, thank y'all so much. Here's Homeward Bound, Kentucky Just Us. Thank y'all. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Since I took the job in Amarillo, things ain't been looking very good. They finally said that they don't need me, like I knew someday they would. Even though they don't need me, in my heart I know you do. So I'll get packed and I'll start coming. I'll start coming home to you. Oh, and I'll be there tomorrow. I'll hop the train coming through Texas homeward bound. And I'll hear you say you love me. Sweep you off your feet and twirl you all around. If I can make it to the station, then I'll be homeward bound. Ooh. Ooh. I know I never even should have left you. Sweep you off. knows well you are a man. If I can make it to the station, then I'll be homeward bound.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, there's Homeward Bound by Kentucky Just Us. That's their latest single that you can find on Apple Music, Spotify, or you can just buy a CD from their website, KentuckyJustUs.com.
Yeah, go out and see them and buy a record from their table.
Absolutely. That's way more better because you get to meet them and hear the music live and buy some of their merch, and that's where it's all at. That's the good times right there.
Yes.
We do thank them for joining us for sure. Jesse met her, and that was Casey O'Neill, and we're plumb excited that they decided to be our first guest on 2025.
That's right.
I'm glad to be back, man.
Yeah.
Have you missed me?
I have. Oh, I have.
I haven't seen you in like two or three weeks.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
It's the longest we went in a while.
I know. I thought we broke up for a minute.
Yeah, right. You text me every day.
Whatever. I did not. That's hilarious. Like
every other day.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been a great great show. Great to be back. And I hope you guys are excited as we are for another great year of bluegrass podcasting and bluegrass music. We got a lot of fun coming your way, and we're excited about bringing it to you. So just plumb tickled. So
yes.
Well, we're going to head out, man. You about done?
I reckon so, Bill. Just glad to be here. Glad to be part of this again.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, send a special prayer out tonight for the family of old Buck.
Yep, that's
Buck
right.
Buck White.
Yep. He'll greatly be missed, and such a great legend in bluegrass music. So, but
and country music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They go hand in hand. That's
they
for sure.
Do.
So. Well, thanks for joining us on the Hometown Bluegrass Show, episode 47, under our belt, and we hope you enjoyed it. So
that's right.
Remember, if you got time to breathe,
you got time for music. A one and a two, and away we go.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of the Hometown Bluegrass Show with Tim and Josh. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook to stay connected to your bluegrass community. Got a question for us? A story to share, or an artist we should feature? Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. You can find all the details at timbats.com. Thanks for listening to the Hometown Bluegrass Show, where the heart of bluegrass music lives. This has been a Bats Music and Media production.